Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your super busy schedule, as we know that HR is really one of the most mission critical functions helping companies really get through COVID now. I mean, as us as an HR tech company, we've always believed that HR was the most mission critical and important function of a company, but we believe a lot of people are seeing that now. So we really appreciate you coming on the show to talk about how HR is leading their company and workforce through COVID. But before we get started, it would be awesome if you could share a little bit about your background, including your name, your company, your role, and what your company does.
Awesome. Super excited to be here today. My name is Melanie Oberman. I am the VP of People at Heap Analytics, and I started at Heap just about 1 month ago. So I am the new VP of People. Before that, I led the people team at Jet Black, a Walmart startup. And before that, I was leading employee experience at Greenhouse Software, which many of you may know as a recruiting platform. And I started my career in consulting, but have really fallen in love with the startup world.
Awesome. And where are you based?
So I will be based in San Francisco when the world comes back to normal. But right now I am in New York City and actually temporarily out in Connecticut.
Those are a lot of locations.
I know. A lot of locations. I've jumped around, but safely in Connecticut for now and excited to move out to the Bay Area.
Awesome. So I want to put a timestamp on this episode being June 1st. So that the listeners understand where we are and what's going on in the world as we're having this conversation. So as we mentioned before this interview started, not only are we dealing with high profile racial injustice and police brutality, we're dealing with civic unrest, we're dealing with a health pandemic, and also an economic recession. I'm sure that there's a lot of anxiety and stress happening with employees. So just to start off with, generally, how are you thinking about things and how is your company thinking about this, generally speaking, and then we can go more into the details.
Yeah, so I think there's two primary sort of tenets that I think about for all of that, and there is a lot right now. And first and foremost is just focusing on the wellness and well-being of our people and their safety. And then the second is around transparency. I think the times are so uncertain, and due to kind of the leadership vacuum we have in the country right now, I think it is even that much more important that we step up as leaders, both HR leaders and executive leaders, to really be transparent around everything that is going on within the company so that we're giving folks a sense of safety in that way.
Got it. So as you're trying to help your employees remain safe, what does communication look like to better understand where they are and what they need in regards to all the things that are going on right now?
Yeah, so a few things. One, we have an all hands meeting every other week. So providing updates on things like when we're returning back to the office. While that's unknown right now, we've shared that we won't open our office any earlier than September. Folks can work remotely up until January 1st. And we're relooking at that kind of week by week as we get more information. So just being super transparent around that is one. Two would be really equipping our managers so that they have the tools and language to have conversations about everything from COVID and mental health to the racial injustice that we've seen in the world right now. And so we hosted a manager workshop last week. We're hosting another one this week. And we're sharing just tips and tricks and tools and talking points to help managers. And then we're just really encouraging our managers to be checking in with, as part of that session, checking in with their teams one-on-one, even scheduling additional one-on-ones. I think, you know, with everything going on in the world, many times people don't feel comfortable sharing in large groups. So we want folks to feel comfortable one-on-one. And then I've also set up weekly office hours where people can sign up and, you know, it's confidential conversation and just kind of open those communication channels. So I think the key is just providing access for folks to have a forum to share and talk and just know that it's okay if they're not feeling okay. And if they don't want to talk, they can also take time off. And as part of that, what I announced 2 weeks ago were two different kind of pilot programs. And one we're calling Mental Escape or Me Days, which are monthly mental health days. And each team will pick a day every month where everyone takes off that same day, or in some cases where they need coverage, they pick a couple days that work. And it encourages folks to actually take a day off. I think it's hard for many people to take off when you're not going away on a vacation. And so everyone in the company will be taking a me day every month for the next 3 months, and then we'll reassess and see how it goes. And one other thing we're doing to really encourage work-life balance is also around just meeting time. So we're doing half day no meetings on Thursdays, just as another way for people to have some balance in their lives. I think COVID, along with just the angst that folks are feeling right now with the current events, make it harder at times to do work. And so just giving extra time in people's day, I think will be helpful. So we're starting that as well.
That's really interesting. So with all of that, how do you think about productivity and also engagement? The reason why I ask, I interviewed a person maybe 2 weeks ago, and one of the things that they were saying is employers should do a better job of recognizing that employees, whether they've been laid off or not, are really feeling an experience of PTSD. And for a while, you may see productivity decrease as well as engagement decrease. And that doesn't mean that people don't want to do their jobs or that they don't enjoy the work that they're doing, but they're just dealing with so much that it's paralyzing. But as a startup, I'm sure you still need to be able to produce at a certain level to make sure that your company continues to grow, as we are startup too. So I totally get that. So how do you balance those two?
Yeah, I think it's a really good point and something I definitely do think about. So I think number one is, you know, we are pretty good about tracking goals and OKRs and, you know, discussing them every week. And so fortunately, we haven't seen any major dips kind of team by team. We have seen, though, in some cases, individuals who may be struggling. And so we've been handling it one-off, where if we're noticing someone seems down or is not as engaged, actually talking to that person one-on-one. So we're not doing anything, for example, like tracking productivity and making sure that, you know, people are as productive as they were in the office. I think that's really hard to measure as well. But instead, we're just kind of coaching and training our managers to check in with their employees. And if they find that productivity is not as strong as what it was, dealing with those employees one-off. And we've been fortunate there hasn't been that many cases, but that's how I would continue to handle it.
As we continue to see the HR role continue to morph into this role of party planning, in a way, of figuring out how people can participate in virtual happy hours and virtual cooking classes and virtual workout sessions, also potentially morphing into part-time nurse and health inspector, trying to figure out how to take people's temperatures and make sure people are safe when you return to the office. How do you feel about the HR role moving forward, and what skill sets have you really had to flex to be able to get through this and make sure that you're leading your team through this crisis?
Yeah, I think the skill that is most important, whether it's this crisis, another crisis, or just day to day, is listening. And I did spend the past 4 weeks, just because I am new in my role, meeting everyone at the company, And just being able to listen and hear what people are saying and take action, I think is the most important role that we can play. And just being a support system for folks that do need us. So having more office hours and having just more forums for folks to feel that they can share is really important. And to your point about the party planning piece, I do think it's also important to have some levity during times like this. And so while we can't be in the office, being able to build a culture where we can do fun things outside of the office in this Zoom kind of environment. We recently had a wine tasting that a bunch of people joined. I would love to do a virtual talent show, trivia contest, things like that, I think are important for us to bring levity. But yeah, I think that the people or HR role flexes in so many ways all the time. And yes, this is probably more flexing than we usually do, but I think it comes with the territory.
And in regards to people working from home, as companies start to think about, you know, who can work from home versus who can't work from home and how are you going to get back into the office versus flexible schedules, how are you and your executive team thinking about that as we continue to get closer and closer to the world opening back up, as they say?
Yeah, it's a great question. And we actually have a conversation tomorrow on this very topic. And I think there's a couple things that I think about. You know, one is who can continue to work from home and do so effectively. And there may be a group or many groups of folks that can do that. And then what is the timing for us to return to the office? Is it pre-vaccine, post-vaccine, and what does that look like? And I think there's lots of ways that I've been thinking about it. You know, one is we all go back at some point in the future and we figure out safe ways to bring people back, or we live in a world where, you know, many of the folks on the team continue to be remote and we have more kind of hoteling or kind of conference room space that we would use. And I think there's, you know, a stronger appetite for certain teams like engineering to work from home longer term, whereas makes sense on the sales side, they want to be in the office. I know for me personally, I love being in an office. But we're starting with just understanding the appetite team by team around, you know, who makes sense to go back to the office and when, and then also, you know, what is that timing? And based on the timing, there's going to be different safety precautions that we would be taking. But I think in general, you know, I look at the more customer facing roles as ones that would likely go back sooner, whereas teams like engineering may not go back as soon.
As you continue to operate in this unprecedented time where hopefully we never have this amount of things happening simultaneously again that are negatively impacting just the way we live, what is the one thing that you feel like you've learned the most about your role and just about this experience of helping a workforce get through this?
Yeah, there's so many things. I think there's so many silver linings too to all of this. So I think a couple things, if I think about this in silver lining terms, one is it puts everyone on the same playing field. So we have offices in London, San Francisco, and New York. And there used to be a world where, you know, if you were in San Francisco or London, you would always be the one joining on the Zoom. And now everyone does that. And so I think this idea that everyone's on the same playing field and we're all, you know, equal in sort of the way that we communicate has been really great. I think the second thing is it puts more rigor in general just around communications, and the way we communicate has to be even more buttoned up. And so as a result, I think it just puts more rigor around everything we do, which has been really great. And then the third thing is I think you just see the true colors of companies during times like these. And, you know, earlier today, our CEO shared his thoughts on kind of the racial injustice in the world and what we can do to take action. And it was very thoughtful and very it came from the heart. And I think it just showed his true colors. And so you see that during this time. And for me, that's really important. As you know, I think about the type of company that I want to be working for and that others probably want to be working for too.
Melanie, thanks so much for being such an awesome podcast guest. And it's important to know that this was your very first podcast. So I'm honored to be the first. That's amazing because you totally nailed it. So again, there's so much going on in the world. And for you taking time out of your schedule to share, be transparent and authentic, to hopefully allow other HR and people leaders to get some guidance around what you're saying is just so amazing. So we really appreciate it. So on behalf of our team at Employee Cycle and all the people that are listening and will be learning from you during this, we hope that you, your family, and your team stay safe and healthy. And we thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much.